Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Let's go. Let's do, buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. 23.
All right. Subject: ex-girlfriends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love your show dearly, and I am a faithful listener every morning. However, I am in a relationship with a guy I work with. We have been together for 7 months, and things have been great. However, he has like 3 different ex-girlfriends who work with us. He does not understand why I get upset when he flirts or kisses females on the forehead, or go around hugging every girl that walks in his path. Please don't get me wrong, he treats me like a queen, but I am just tired of the flirts that go on at work. My first thought would be to meet them in the parking lot and deal with it there. I have 2 kids to raise, and I don't need the trouble. Sometimes I think that maybe I don't look as good or have the best dressed clothes as they do. None of that should matter when it comes to love anyway. Sometimes I find myself being depressed about the situation. We go to dinner and a movie, amusement parks together. The sex is great. The only problem we have is his ex-girlfriend. How should I deal with this problem the right way? Okay, really. Why are you mad and why are you depressed? You are dating a guy who dates women at work. This is what he does. I mean, I guess somewhere in there he does his job at work. But the main thing it seems to be that he's doing is dating women. You're just number 4. Are you really trying to tell me that he was not flirting with you and hugging you and kissing you on the forehead when he was dating numbers 1, 2, and 3? You know, you just have someone who dates women at work, and it's your turn right now. All right, this is what he does. Wow. I don't see any kind of future here. I really don't. This is what this guy does. He just goes around and dates different women at work. So how you handle it, you know, is to just accept it for what it is. If you're going to date this guy, is that that's what he does. Date women at work, and you're one of those women. Steve?
Wow. Is he a sports fisherman? Which means there are two types of fishermen that men are. We're sports fishing, or we're fishing for keepers. We're either fishing for sport or we're fishing to eat. When you're fishing to eat, you keep those fish. If you're just sport fishing, you hook them and you throw them back. The amazing thing is Shirley is 1,000% correct. This is what he does. He dates women on the job. He's turned it into a sport. And but the amazing thing is that you all are lining up. Ooh, pick me, ooh, me next, me next, me next. So you're getting the same treatment. Shirley's exactly right. When he was dating number one, wasn't girlfriend number two and three, and you the ones getting hugged on in the hallway, pecked on the cheek? Listen to me. Dude is a playboy. You know, he's done nothing to show you anything different. You've been together for 7 months and things have been great. And he has three different ex-girlfriends who work with him. He does not understand why I get upset when he flirts or kisses females on the forehead or goes around hugging every girl that walks in his path. See, listen to me, lady. That's how you get three girlfriends in one workplace. That's how you become number four in the workplace. I have news for you. When he's through playing with you, he's gonna get number five or number six, because all of you women on that job are sitting there, ooh wee, ooh me next. You all are talking about how great the sex is, and everybody wanna line up and get a little bit. The problem ain't that he has three exes. The problem is that he treats them as currents. See, you can have three exes as long as you treat them as an ex. Your problem is he don't treat them like they his ex. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the fact that he treats you like a queen, players know how to do that. We have good treatment, but you're not being treated special. You're not being treated special. Because guess what? Men who treat you special don't kiss women in front of you. Grope on women in front of you. That ain't, I'm sorry.
No.
We'll be back. I got more.
Coming up next, it's Cheryl Underwood. She is on deck. But please, Steve, finish your response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Come on.
All right.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah. This woman right here in this letter, man, is very disappointing for me because I see so many women who do it. You know, and a faithful listener, we've been in a relationship for 7 months. Things have been great. However, he has like three different girlfriends who work with us. He does not understand why I get upset when he flirts or kisses females on the forehead or go around hugging every girl that walks in his path. Please don't get me wrong. He treats me like a queen, but I'm just tired of the flirts that go on at work. My first thought would be to meet them in the parking lot and deal with the day. I have two kids to raise and don't need the trouble. Sometimes I think that maybe I don't look as good or have the best dressed clothes as they do. None of that should matter when it comes to love. Anyway, sometimes I find myself being depressed about the situation. We go to dinner, to a movie, amusement parks together. The sex is great. The only problem is he has his ex-girlfriends. How should I deal with this problem the right way? Like I told you, lady, the problem ain't that they his exes. The problem is that he keeps treating these exes like they current. And now these other women that he's walking around kissing and hugging that cross his path. Now, you want to go and meet them in the parking lot and deal with it. Excuse me? Excuse me. No. You have nothing to do with these women. You should be in the parking lot addressing the kisser, not the kissy. See, you need to talk to the dude that's doing the kissing. They just walking in his path. He's doing all of this here, just like he did it to you and he did it to the other three exes. All y'all falling for the same okie doke. And then here's what hurts me about women the most, oftentimes. Sometimes I think that maybe I don't look as good. I had the best dressed clothes that they do. Whoa. Don't start lowering your self-esteem now. Because, see, you was dressed and looked good enough for him to come get you in
come
the first
on, Steve.
Place.
Yeah.
So now, don't start second-guessing yourself. You got them two kids to raise. This dude is trifling.
Who is
He's
this
a
guy?
Player.
Yeah.
But why get in line and be number four, though?
Right.
What's the purpose of that? Why? If he's got three of them,
be
lay down,
caught.
You
I'm telling
four.
You, man, you see something, you think it looks good. Everything that glitter ain't gold. So what he find? So what he got great sex? You think you're getting treated like a queen, but you're not being treated special.
That's right.
When is it that women are going to get it? What you need to do in order to be treated special, you have to act like you're special. It's all we're going to do. We take everybody to the movie. We take everybody to dinner. Hell, we got to eat. We don't want to sit up and talk to you. You're damn right we're going to take you to the movie. You know? And then you think he'll change for me.
Right.
No, he's not changing for you. He's going to do you like he did all the rest of them. You're about to be ex number four because you can't take it no more. Then number five is going to think, well, I can take it. And then she's going to get involved again, and she's going to find out she can't take it either. The guy ain't serious. What else you need to know from me? Take your kids and go on about your life.
Yeah.
Find you somebody with some all right sex, but treat you special.
That's it.
Hell, try that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.